say good morning to Dr. John Siegel. He is, of course, with the Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois and Illinois Laser Center. Talk about the second part. What's the laser all about, Doc? How's that work?
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
Big fan. The Illinois Laser Center is something we created. We bought two lasers. We've got a laser that treats fungal toenails, which is pretty much the most modern way of treating that condition. It's a condition that almost everyone suffers from. And before the laser, the only thing that was really effective was medicine, but the medicine can actually harm your liver.
Okay.
And it has a lot of drug-drug interactions. So a lot of patients out there had really no form of treatment other than removing the toenail. Now we can treat the toes painlessly with no side effects. And right now we're the only person in central Illinois that actually has this technology. And we wanted to bring it to Springfield as an alternative option to medicines.
What can it do besides the toes? Is that pretty much what it specializes in? I don't want to say limited to.
Yeah.
Is that what its specialty is?
That's what we use it for. I mean, there are other cosmetic conditions that can be treated with spider veins. Warts are very effectively removed with the laser as well. We primarily use that particular machine for fungal toenails.
Tell me about how long you've been. You're an office of one. You're out on your own, if you will. You're not part of a group.
Nope. I used to be in a large group, and I branched out to open my own practice to try that out, and it's worked out really well so far.
How many challenges? We couldn't help but think about the president's speech last night and so on, and government regulations. Has that increased dramatically since you've been practicing medicine?
It really has, yeah. I've been practicing for about 10 years, and it's the whole climate has changed dramatically. And it's as little as January 1st when Obamacare went into effect. We're noticing it's really hard to even order simple labs now, tests, MRIs. We have to do peer-to-peer reviews. And there's a lot of hoops to jump through that we didn't used to have to jump through. So the climate is definitely changing.
Tell me about how you get started. And this is something you always wanted to do when you were in school at Little Flower and then Griffin High School. Did you think, is that where you wanted to be? Was a doctor someday?
Yeah, it was either that or a Major League Baseball player. But I didn't really have the body for Major League Baseball. So doctoring was suited for me. So, yeah, I actually did a little college at Lincoln Land College, summer college for kids when I was about 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
I dissected frogs and cats, and I was fascinated by it. I actually kept my frog for about 3 weeks in my parents' refrigerator. They didn't like that very much, but I knew from that. Yeah, exactly. I used to pull it out after dinner every day and show them the organs and so forth. So I always knew that I wanted to do something like this. So,
you've also done ankle. You do ankle replacements.
Yes, we. It's a new technology.
Tell me about that. Yeah,
yeah. It's actually been around since the 70s, but some of the early implants did not work out very well, and it kind of fell out of popularity. And recently, there's three FDA approved implants that are now surviving the same rate as knees and hips, and it's becoming more commonplace. Before, all we could do was fuse the ankle joint, which limited motion. And it was made it more difficult to walk. Now we can actually replace and reduce pain and retain function, which is a wonderful thing.
You're an orthopod just dealing with foot and ankle. You don't do hip and knee replacements.
No, I'm a podiatrist.
I apologize.
I'm a podiatrist,
right.
And yes, I only do basically from the knee down, ankles and feet.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the more common challenges people have with their feet? For example, I hear a lot of hammer toes. What are hammer toes? How common are they, and how can they be treated?
Hammer toes are extremely common, and they basically happen as we age. As we age, most of our muscles will atrophy, especially the intrinsic muscles in your foot. And as those muscles atrophy, they pull on your toes in weird angles, and they create a contracture. And most often, they don't cause pain, but when they contract enough, they'll start hitting the top of your shoe. It'll cause a callus there or pressure, and that in turn causes pain. And most people, especially our ladies, usually try to jam their feet into very tiny pointed shoes, like high-heeled shoes, that kind of thing. It really causes the contractures as well. And once they hit the shoe, they get a callus and pain. It becomes an extremely painful condition. And a lot of people will suffer with it because they're afraid to come in and afraid to have surgery on it. But a lot of people can actually come into the office. We can actually take care of it right in the office.
Really?
With a simple tenotomy that will straighten the toe effectively. And there's new technology out there now. The most often procedure that people are afraid of is having a wire coming out of their toe after surgery.
Yeah.
And that's uncomfortable. You have to wear a surgical shoe, and, you know, it's unsightly. Now we have technology where we can actually put an implant in the toe and fuse the toe straight without any wires, nothing coming out of the skin. And often we can get you back into a running shoe within 10 days after the operation to fix it. So it's really changed the way we practice. And a lot of patients are coming in, and I think there's a lot of people out there suffering that are afraid of what might happen that really should come in to be evaluated.
If my mom had hammered toes, does that mean I'm going to get it? Question, heredity, does it play a factor?
It definitely does. It definitely does, because your foot structure plays a big part in how your muscles pull on your toes, especially the big toe with bunions. A lot of people have hereditary predisposition to a bunion, and unfortunately you can't outrun genetics, but those are fixable as well. And usually we can fix those and let you walk on them right after surgery. A lot of times it's an outpatient surgery. And most often we can actually get you back into a running shoe within 10 days after that operation as well.
21 minutes past the hour, Dr. John Sigel is with us, and John is with, of course, the Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois, Illinois Laser Center, located at 2921 Montvale Drive here in Springfield. In case you want to look, it's S-I-G-L-E. Dr. Sigel is a podiatrist here in Springfield and is with us. He's going to be take a break and be back to talk about bunions, but talk to Dr. John Sigel is with us. He has been in business. How long have you been on your own now, did you say?
About 2.5 years.
Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois and the Illinois Laser Center. Let's go back and talk about that laser thing one more time, if you will.
Sure.
You do some things that with a laser that's even used by professional athletes.
Yeah, we have a MLS laser therapy. It's actually a cold laser. It's a painless laser. It's infrared light, and this technology and the exact machine that we have is used by almost every NFL team. Most Major League Baseball teams have it now. A lot of NBA teams and a lot of Division I colleges are using it. And what the laser does is it stimulates the capillaries to bring new blood flow to injuries such as tendonitis, deep muscle bruises, sprains, and strains, and it actually carries away edema, carries away the histamines and cytokines that cause pain, and it actually stimulates the cells to heal themselves about 30% faster than Mother Nature can, and it overstimulates the nerves in the area to cut off pain signals to the brain. So essentially, it's healing people faster than normal. So these teams are using it on their athletes to keep them on the field and keep them playing. A lot of athletes get little, you know, nicks, bumps, bruises, sprains, tendonitis, and they're actually treating them and keeping them on the field. And we brought this technology to Springfield. We're also the only ones that have this technology here. And we're actually offering it to all the high schools in the area to their athletes for free. Yeah, so we're trying to keep people playing.
Another common besides hammer toes are bunions. What's that all about?
Bunions are probably one of the more common problems that we see. It's in the big toe joint where your big toe starts pointing towards the outside of your foot, and it causes a big prominence on the inside portion of the foot that hits into the shoe. It rubs into the shoe and causes intense pain. You know, the old way to treat that is they used to take a big wrought iron ball and try and balloon out your shoe so it wouldn't rub on there. Now we use orthotics a lot of times, which can dramatically reduce the pain, wider shoes, and anti-inflammatories. And if those things don't work, we fall back on surgical correction of the bunion. And there's several ways to fix a bunion. Most often we can fix it in a weight-bearing condition where you walk on it the same day of surgery. Usually we have you in a surgical shoe for about 10 days, and most often we can actually get you back into a running shoe within 10 days while you're healing. So it's really not hampering your lifestyle too much, and it's very effective treatment.
As you get older, as I get older, you begin to hear more and more things. And all of a sudden, people are saying, I can't believe you don't know what compression socks are. What are compression socks? Do they do any good?
Yeah, actually, compression stockings are excellent form of treatment for lower extremity edema. As we age, people's blood pressure goes up. Sometimes you get congestive heart failure. Those things cause your legs to swell.
Okay.
And when your legs swell, they swell into your shoes, and sometimes they swell so much it's hard to even put a shoe on, and that can cause ulcerations. Your skin becomes very taut, and you could bump into a piece of furniture and create an ulcer. What the compression stockings do is they force the fluid out of your leg and back towards your heart. And the big thing with swelling is your veins. Your veins have valves. And when you begin to swell, the veins swell and the valves become flappy and they don't they don't prevent the fluid from going back down, and gravity pulls the fluid back down. What the compression stockings does is it pushes those valves in your veins back together, making them effective again. So when your calf pumps the blood up towards your heart, it actually stays up, and your legs won't swell. You'll be able to fit back in your shoes. Your skin becomes normalized, so you're not so at risk for ulceration. Sometimes they're a little tough to put on, but the newer socks, some can zip up and become easier. But if patients are compliant with them, their lifestyle is dramatically improved. And we actually offer compression stockings right out of our office. Generally speaking, most of the medical supply stores will sell them to you for $85 to $100 a pair.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have them. I've got a good deal with a very good sock company. We can offer them for $40 for the high compression and only $30 for minimal compression, which is a dramatic savings over anywhere else in Springfield.
Absolutely. Yeah. He is Dr. John Sigler. To remind him again where you're located and the hours and so on.
Yeah, we're at 2921 Montvale Drive, which is between the MCL cafeteria and Schnucks on the west end. Our office number is 787-2700, and we are open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m.
Take most insurance plans?
We take almost every insurance plan offered here in Springfield.
So state employees, not a problem whatsoever?
State employees, not a problem. We take all the new hybrid insurances that the state has pushed their retirees
sure.
into. And we take all of the basic insurance. We take Medicare as well.
Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois and Illinois Laser Center, 2921 Montvale Drive. Dr. John Sigler, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Sam, thanks for having me on. Big fan.